Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt and the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you had a blessed week. We've got so many things to cover. The news is bursting at the seams, and sometimes I wish this was a daily show because it is just coming so fast, about as fast as we can keep up with it. Welcome to all of our live listeners that are tuned in on the dial at KTW 630, and then all of our ACN, American Christian Network, listeners across the American Redoubt, east of the mountains in Washington, northeast Oregon, and north Idaho. And also for our live streaming listeners, we had a little bit of a glitch last week with the some rain-damaged fiber optic lines, which are now repaired. I just got a notification from one of our listeners, live streaming listeners in California, saying both streams at ACN and KTW are good to go and streaming. So welcome and thank you guys once again for tuning in. All right, I'm going to stop saying thank you because then you're going to start getting a complex. The number is 1-877-999-7684 if you want to weigh in on the conversation. And of course, I want to remind you all, for if you're listening on one of our ACN affiliates, we are only airing the first half hour of Radio Free Redoubt on the ACN network, and then the remaining hour will be on KTW 630 AM. If you want to figure out how to tune into that and listen, you can listen live streaming by going to radiofreeredoubt.com. Over on the right-hand side, there's a banner, the John Jacob Schmidt Show. Click on that, and that will take you to the live streaming and the app for downloading onto your smart devices and listening on the go, so you can stay tuned in. All right. Should we get started? Should we get started on the news? Let's see. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I got other announcements, but we'll do it along the way. So from AP, UPI, and the major American networks, the news is next on Radio Free Redoubt. I just got a surprise alert, and I didn't even get to pull it into my notes yet, about Iran surprisingly finding, where is it? Oh, I got to find it. This is too good. They discover, I'll come back to it. I'll see if I can find it, but they discovered some uranium, which was just a big fat surprise for everybody, which is, you know, part of their nuclear program. The deal we just made with the devil, basically. But there it is from Dubai. This is from Reuters. Iran has discovered an unexpectedly high reserve of uranium and will soon begin extracting the radioactive element at a new mine, the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization said on Saturday. The comments cast doubt on previous assessments from some Western analysts who said the country had a low supply and would sooner or later would need to import uranium. Well, apparently they're not going to have to depend on anybody else now. They already have the technology from, what, North Korea, Russia, helping them out. And now they have the raw materials. So it just keeps looking better over there, doesn't it? Now, with Russian troops moving into Syria, making tensions even higher. And, you know, there's a prophecy that talks about Damascus one day basically getting wiped off the face of the earth in an instant, never to be rebuilt again. That sounds like a nuke to me. And we have a convergence of Russian troops and Iranian troops moving into Russia to help shore up and strengthen the Syrian regime. And it's just going to get real interesting. Let's put it that way, folks. So hopefully you're self-reliant. Hopefully you are prepared to provide for your family for an indefinite period of time. should supply routes and infrastructure and communications become disrupted. I want you guys to be thinking about that stuff. As God-fearing patriots, we should be self-reliant. And these are very unstable times. Things are going to get pretty sporty here in the very near future. So, and hey, don't do it out of fear. Look to the Lord. He's where we draw our strength from, and He will have His hand over us. We pray for His protection over the remnant, right? But He is a just God, and what an evil world we're living in. In fact, yesterday, this was a bizarre day. 9/11, there were several, I guess, events across the country, and specifically at New York, where the nation and the world bowed their heads in silence, mourned the loss of approximately 3,000 people who died on 9/11. And isn't it interesting that on the same day, a crane collapses in Mecca, the hub of Islam? A crane that was owned and operated by the Bin Laden Construction Company falls and kills upwards of 107, maybe more. Many are critically injured, hundreds injured on 9/11. Maybe it's just coincidence, but my goodness. And boy, the debates are going back and forth on that. People are just furious. How can you tie this to, this is not an act of God? Well, we don't know for sure, but what we do know is that God subtly tries to get our attention until we can't ignore it anymore. And then at some point, things are going to get so blatantly obvious. God's has His hands on things. But, you know, this is something else that I thought that was just it was just very striking to me. It caught my attention. But before we started getting news of the crane, I watched part of the live interview or the live coverage of the 911 memorial. And I got thinking to myself, we are mourning the loss of 3,000 people who died on 9/11. But there's estimates out there. I mean, okay, so we're mourning the loss of life. Are we? In the United States, in the same year that 9/11 occurred, 1,303,000 babies were murdered in this country. We mourn the loss of 3,000 people who were killed by terrorists 14 years ago, even today. But in that 1 year alone, over 1.3 million babies were ripped out of what should be the safest place on earth for them, their mother's womb, murdered. Have we stopped to pause and beg and pray for forgiveness and repentance for the murdering? And that is in 1 year. How many since then? I have factcheck.org. It's all the statistics there. It's staggering. How many millions of babies have been killed since that day? So, well, let's move on. I just want you to think about that. Now, the latest edition of the Chronicles of the Death of America, evidence for cultural insanity segment. A Pikesville, Maryland 13-year-old will be charged with second-degree assault for kissing a 14-year-old girl on a dare. The assault happened at Pikesville Middle School on Friday. This will go into their school statistics about sexual assault happening, you know, on campus. Police were called to the scene, and this is just amazing to me. In this sexual permissive environment culture that we live in, I'll bet if some boy came up and kissed another boy on the lips, you would not be hearing about this. Unless they went to a conservative alternative media source. But this is all over. This is all over the news now. I got this off a Drudge report, and I started seeing this in all other places where they're charging for assault. Now, if I had a 14-year-old daughter, I wouldn't want some boy just coming up and kissing her against her will and without her permission. But this is not something for the criminal justice system to get involved in. This is something that should happen disciplinary level on the school level, have the parents involved. Of course, today, parents, usually it's the parents today that need to be spanked, beaten, especially when you see some of the violence in our school systems against teachers. Where just yesterday, I saw this 300-pound school student knocking down a 63-year-old teacher, woman. We've lost our minds in this culture. Back with more in just a minute. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt.
Hey, this is Jordan Page, and you're tuned into Radio Free Redoubt.
In the days of Noah, Book 3, Perdition. A global empire arises like a phoenix from the ashes of the world that was. The emerging order is unified by a new global currency and a single world religion, which are mandated by an imposed UN treaty. In the interest of unity and peace, a zero-tolerance policy for dissenters is enacted and strictly enforced. Hunted down by common criminals for daring to resist the state, Noah Parker's group will have to rely on faith and wits to endure the powers of darkness, which are quickly consuming the earth. Buy your copy of The Days of Noah, Book 3, Perdition, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition from Amazon.com today.
Some of you may be asking yourselves, why should we be bothered with developing citizenship responsibilities? Well, there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons is that great principles do not live from generation to generation without being nurtured, without being kept vigorously alive. Unless we understand and work effectively for the principles upon which our American way of life is founded, the structure will crumble and our heritage of freedom will perish.
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt. And let me turn this down so we get rid of our feedback. Sorry about that. Segment two is brought to you by Werks Holsters. That's W-E-R-K-Z. Go to Werks.com and use the coupon code John Jacob. It is an American Redoubt-owned company. They have a lifetime guarantee on all their products, custom holsters, magazine holders. They have a low lead time with 95% of their orders that ship out in less than 2 weeks, and they're competitively priced. Check them out, Werks.com, W-E-R-K-Z.com. And I want to thank those guys for supporting us. And also Mark Goodwin, author Mark Goodwin, his third book is out. That is really exciting, and I can't wait for the audio because I don't have time to do all the reading. I got a stack of books that I need to read. And I just never have time to get to it. 1-877-999-7684. Remember, we're only going to be on the ACN network for the first half hour. So if you want to join us on the second half hour, switch over to KTW. That's live streaming. Now, I wasn't quite done talking about the news here. Islam, speaking of schools, in Maury County, Tennessee, which is in the heart of the Bible Belt, seventh graders at Spring Hill Middle School spent 3 weeks covering Islam in a social studies class. Now, they're claiming this is no big deal because we've been doing this for 30 years. But this has got some parents enraged who say the lessons cross the line into indoctrination and even proselytization. According to the lessons, students were instructed to write the Shahada. That is, there is no God but Allah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. the district's middle school supervisor said, you know, we're not trying to convert. But if anything, they're desensitizing them. And of course, you know, this was like a 3-week portion of their course. And this school supervisor said the curriculum's been in place for more than 30 years. And she also disputed the allegations that the Islamic religion was taught for 3 weeks. Well, then tell us the facts. Well, the facts are they spent 3 weeks talking about geography, culture, economics, and government surrounding the religion. So we didn't just talk about the religion the whole time. Well, you know what? Islam is a total system. It's a total system made up of economics, culture, politics, military, and religion. So basically, this is an Islam indoctrination course, especially when you end it with a prayer, the Shahada. Well, people should be outraged. This is coming. We've got now this administration announced this week, under so-called pressure from the EU and the United Nations Refugee Office, that the president ordered the United States to accept at least 10,000 refugees. Now stop right there. If they're admitting, knowing how this strikes a nerve with American citizens, and they admit to bringing in 10,000 plus refugees, I say, I don't buy it. Quadruple it. Decuple it. You'll see, I guarantee, 100,000 refugees they're going to try to bring in. I'm going to talk about that in the third segment, because this is a huge problem, huge problem. And when I was filling in for Matt Shea this week on Tuesday on Patriot Radio, I talked about this announcement that ISIS made saying, get ready, be ready, because we are smuggling in ISIS fighters among these refugees. It's part of their strategy. This Islamic invasion with the help of the colonizers in the governments in the European Union. This is the final straw that's going to crush Europe and forever change it. Forever. Forever. But there's something else that happened. Oh, by the way, Fox 519, he's on the road back from Phoenix, so he was not able to get out an eye on the economy minute, and he's going to be talking about economic news and analysis tomorrow on Radio Free Readout, our live podcast, 8 p.m. every Sunday evening. Okay, there's something that happened in the American Redoubt. Now, I am going to cover this more in depth with an interview with this lady. I'm going to call her codename Sierra. A patriot living in the American Redoubt goes to a movie theater in Coeur d'Alene. This is the Regal Cinemas. Now, the Regal Cinemas is corporate. It is a corporately owned, operated. I mean, whenever you deal with corporations, they like rules, right? So the Regal Cinemas is a corporation based out of Knoxville, Tennessee. She goes to the theater with her husband, and there are gun-free zone signs posted. And here's something that I've never seen or heard of before, at least not in the American Redoubt. They had employees standing there checking for firearms, as in searching. Now, what did this look like? That's what I asked. They asked all of the women to open their purses. Now, when asked, what, you know, this is when basically they were being challenged. I don't want to search. Why are you searching my purse? Okay, first of all, a person is protected by the Constitution to be secure in their person, papers, and effects from unreasonable searches without a warrant. A warrant based on a preponderance of evidence that you have been have committed a crime or have or the material that's being searched is related to a crime. So not being suspected of any crime When asked, they told her that if she did not submit to having her purse searched, she couldn't watch the movie. Now, this enraged this patriot, as it should have. So they really wanted to see the movie. They already paid for it. They're already there. Now, remember when I said gun-free zones don't work? All right, it works both ways. Now, occasionally, Mrs. Schmidt and I splurge and we'll go see a movie. And we reserve the right of self-defense because no high school kid's going to run in there and save me and my family from an active shooter if I'm sitting there watching a movie when something like that goes down. I accept full responsibility for my own protection and defense and do not abrogate that duty or authority to anyone else. Now, if there's somebody else armed that wants to join in and help, I'd gladly welcome it. But I'm not going to depend on it. So she reluctantly agreed to the search after talking to the manager and protesting verbally. But they wanted to see the movie. So she goes up and opens up her purse, and this kid sweeps the purse with a flashlight. Quick glance, good to go, keep going. Now, Mrs. Schmidt carries her gun in a separate pocket. So if she were to open up her purse and was just swept with a flashlight, didn't rifle through it or anything like that, no pun intended, they're not going to see it anyway, and which was the case with codename Sierra. And not only that, codename Sierra's husband was carrying concealed. They checked the women's purses, but they did not check the men. We need to talk to the Supreme Court about that. I think we got a little bit of unequal treatment going on here, don't we? But that's a side issue. That's a tongue-in-cheek statement there. So they went in and they watched the movie, armed, prepared to defend themselves. And when asked, what if something happens? How are people supposed to protect themselves? And they said, well, we have security. She said, do you have security in each theater? No, we have somebody close by that we can call. Oh, yeah. The old crusty old retired security guard wandering around to make sure kids aren't throwing butts on the ground. You're going to call him. And when seconds count, the police are only minutes away, right? So they did the right thing. They maintained their right of self-defense. But isn't this interesting how now at movie theaters in the American Redoubt, I could see this in some major city, but gun-free zones don't work. Look, they obviously walked in fully armed and capable of defending themselves like we do. I'll tell you what, I imagine there'd be at least 5 to 10 guns coming out if somebody walked into a theater in the theaters that Mrs. Schmidt and I have gone to. I can personally account for 2 that would be coming out. But not me personally, but between Mrs. Schmidt and I. Nobody is going to save your life in those precious seconds when somebody decides. Let me just give you some facts here. You go to firearms facts. Let's go check that out. And let's talk about the effectiveness of gun-free zones. Now, unfortunately, the liberals, they just don't get this. They won't get this. They refuse. They don't want to get this. But there are some facts that we can't ignore. The highest gun ownership rate, because these are the lies that they try to tell you, is that the USA has so many guns, we have the highest murder rate in the world. And it's just untenable. But see, the United States does have, per 100 residents, the highest amount of gun ownership in the world. They're number one. there is 88.8 residents owning guns per 100 in the United States. Now, the highest intentional homicide rate per 100, USA rates way down at the bottom with 4.8 murders per 100 residents. Unlike Honduras with 91.6. We're going to talk about more about this and the refugees when we come back. There's a lot to discuss. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Join us over at KTW, 6:30 a.m. live streaming. We'll see you over there. God bless.
I love the liberty found in the spirit of America, and that's why I love America. But what do I have left when the liberty vanishes from America? It is just soil, like the soil that can be found anywhere else on earth. Benjamin Franklin said, "Where liberty is, there is my country." And 2 Corinthians 3:17 states, "Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Well, that's interesting. Now, put the two together. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And where liberty is, there is my country. Did you really think removing God from this nation would come without a price? I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, North Idaho. For years, we've specialized in locating and securing the best survivalist retreats in the most sustainable area America has to offer. The clean and abundant fresh water found in North Idaho's springs, creeks, lakes, and rivers are the primary reason folks come here, as nothing is more important than water. Excellent seasons, rich soils, and clean Rocky Mountain air make for an ideal growing environment. The best part of North Idaho is her people, friendly conservatives with beliefs deeply rooted in the Constitution and a sense of community. I want to invite you and your family to join us here, to secure a peaceful future in a place that will sidestep much of the chaos that we all know is coming. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us, revrealty.us, and may God bless you.
The studio phone lines are now open, 1-877-999-7684.
All right, we're not going to take any more breaks for the next half hour. This is Radio Free Redoubt Segment 3. We're going to open all this up, and we're going to talk about a lot of things. And if you want to weigh in on the conversation, feel free. The number is 1-877-999-7684, just like code name Anya just said. Give us a call if you want to discuss this, any of the things that we've talked about so far. Thank you for the ACN listeners that made your way over here to the live listening on ACN. And we've got some sponsors in the works. Well, actually, we have some potential sponsors. And the Lord's just moving in mysterious ways. The growth that we've experienced with Radio Free Redoubt has just been mind staggering. And we'll see what happens. If the Lord opens up that door, makes it possible, we'd love to be on the ACN network for the second half hour. If you are in a position where you would like to have your patriot, Christian, conservative, God-fearing, business-owned American Redoubt business advertised, let us know. If you want to help Radio Free Redoubt stay on the air and even expand into the rest of the network, just get a hold of me. The best way is johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com, johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. And of course, if you guys want to follow us regularly when we are posting breaking news and events, facebook.com/radiofreeredoubt is how you want to follow us over there. Now, before we took the break and left the ACN network to come over here, just talking to Spokane crowd now, well, except for our live listeners, isn't this something in the American Redoubt? Now, this is not, what was the other one? Buffalo, Wild Buffalo Wings. They had a big sign saying no firearms allowed. They got pummeled by the people in the American Redoubt. And they felt it. They dropped their policy. That's another corporate-driven policy. I think they were based, their corporation's based out of California. Now, this Regal Cinemas is based out of Tennessee, Knoxville. Gun-free zones and now searching purses, women only. Now, think about this. If they're really trying to prevent crime, how many women do you know of who pulled out a gun from their purse in a movie theater and went on a shooting rampage? Name one time. Can't think of one. How often do we know of where a guy went on a shooting rampage because his wife smuggled in a gun in her purse? And he pulls the gun out and goes on a shooting rampage. Not one. I don't know who they're trying to make feel warm and fuzzy, but it's definitely not this Patriot community in North Idaho. That was what you call a faux pas. Okay, so let's talk about gun-free zones because we've got numbers here. Now, the opposition, though, they've got their little arguments too, but they're so easy to shred. But we'll get to that in a minute. Maybe we'll make that the grand finale, shredding the liberals' arguments. And it's entertaining as well. Okay, so let's take a look at this. And then I want to hopefully get to this religious freedom bill that several folks have asked me about. Hey, what are your thoughts on this, getting this religious freedom bill? I do have a few thoughts on that. So let's talk about this gun-free zone numbers, statistics. And you know what? I have too many windows open. I'm making myself confused. And let's take a look at this. Firearms facts. Let me open this one up. A factual look at guns in America. You can go and check this out yourself at Gun Facts. Now, how guns are being used by citizens, this survey. In America each year, there are 31,672 incidents where somebody used a firearm to defend themselves. Looking down the number here, I apologize, but this is just not cooperating here, and I have all these numbers. Now, before we went into the break, I mentioned USA has 88.8 guns for every 100 residents. In Honduras, though, much lower gun rate, gun ownership, 91.6 homicide rate per 100,000 residents, 91.6, followed by El Salvador, Cote d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, Jamaica. USA is way down at the bottom with 4.8 homicides per 100,000 residents. Isn't that interesting? So we read on. Gun-free zones. Now, concealed carry in America, when they did their analysis, the FBI crime statistics found that the states that adopted concealed carry laws, their rate dropped 8.5% murders, 5% rapes, 7% aggravated assault, and 3% robbery. Since 1950, there has been, in the USA, let me pull this up. With just one exception, every public mass shooting in the USA since 1950 has taken place where citizens are banned from carrying guns. Despite strict gun regulations, Europe has had three of the worst six school shootings. Now remember, we're also living in a very sick culture as well. We're spiritually sick. No gun law is going to fix that. They ignore the one thing that would remedy the problem. That's repentance and returning to God. So they force a situation requiring people to have to defend themselves because of the increased violence and godlessness in our country. But the argument is, well, the professionals are the ones that should be handling firearms to stop crime. Just like in the movie theater, their mentality, if somebody goes on an active shooting rampage, we have people we can call. Like I said, when seconds count, the police are minutes away, right? But they are the professionals. I mean, they're the ones that have to respond. Well, let's take a look at some numbers here from Gun Facts. Police. How many police officers are there? Estimated just about 800,000 police officers. There's 80 million gun-owning citizens. Now they say, oh yeah, but that's all we need is more guns, more bullets flying through the air. People would just get hurt. More innocent people would just get hurt. Well, police, the trained armed professionals, have an 11% error rate. Armed citizens, a 2% error rate. That means when you were trying to shoot the bad guy, you hit something you didn't intend to. 14.3% of the average deaths of a shooting rampage are stopped by police. The average deaths of a shooting rampage stopped by a citizen, 2.3. 14.3 deaths occur from a shooting rampage that it was stopped by a police officer. When that shooting rampage is stopped by a citizen, 2.3 people get killed on average. That means when an armed citizen is standing right there when it goes down, he can immediately engage the bad guy. He can only kill 2.3 people, as opposed to when the police showing up, they've already killed 14.3 people per incident on average. That means the armed citizen stopping an armed shooting rampage is saving an additional 12 lives on average. 606 criminals are killed each year by police, according to this statistic. 1,527 criminals are killed each year by armed citizens. The police are there to show up to take a report after it's over, to draw a line around where your corpse is laying and try to figure out why it happened. But that doesn't bring your loved ones back, does it? Now, let's take another look at another case. In 1982, Kennesaw, Georgia, passed a law requiring heads of households to keep at least one firearm in the house. The residential burglary rate subsequently dropped 89% in Kennesaw, compared to just 10.4% in Georgia as a whole. And today, the violent crime rate in Kennesaw is still 85% lower than Georgia's, or the national average, where it's required. Now, I remember when this, you guys remember when this passed in Kennesaw, Georgia? Mandating that every male in the household own a firearm, the head of household. How are you ever going to enforce that? You're playing games here. This is obviously not enforceable. And you can't force somebody to purchase a product, unless, of course, you're the federal government and they're trying to sell you health care. But that was the challenge to this. Apparently, that you can't force somebody to acquire or purchase a specific product. Well, they passed the law. Whether you can enforce it or not, their burglary dropped 89%. All their other crimes dropped as well. Violent crime, 85% drop. Don't tell me it doesn't work. It works. Now, the opposition They're trying to, Armed with Reason is the name of this website. There are several that have very similar studies. Gun-free zones, they're arguing, do not attract mass shootings. Mass shooters, completely unconcerned about whether or not an area is gun-free zone. The study conducted by Mother Earth Jones found that in 62 mass shootings over 32 years, there were exactly zero instances of a killer targeting a place because of a gun ban. Well, how many of these guys kill themselves? How do you know? I mean, we also incrementally conversely, we see areas that are pro-gun, high gun concentration areas, you don't see mass shootings. Very, very rarely. New data from Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which is actually, that's misleading. It's Mayors Against All Guns. Every gun should be illegal unless it's by, you know, the trained professionals. But they confirmed this point by showing that in all 56 mass shootings between 2009 and 2013, no more than one quarter of the shootings occurred in public places that were so-called gun-free zones. Get this. This is what this anti-gun study shows. No more than one quarter of the shootings occurred in public places that were so-called gun-free zones. Neither the motive nor the location of a mass shooting, therefore, have anything to do with a gun-free zone. You know why they get this? Because of the sickness in our culture. You get some guy who kills his in-laws and then himself or his ex-wife or his estranged whatever. They call this a mass shooting. That is a situation where somebody just goes and they kill people that they know because we're sick. But in the public place shootings, these are all gun-free zones. They got signs or they have a policy in place. One thing or another, it's gun-free zones. And you know who's stopping them? Armed citizens. Armed citizens. And the way that we're going in our country now, where we've got groups that are saying we need to kill all whites. We need to kill everybody who's a homophobe. We need to kill people that are, well, Christians. Look at the comments section in any of these, culturally sensitive topics, emotionally charged topics on the news. You go down and you look at the comments section and you see the hateful, vitriolic statements by people against Christians, against God. Some of the things that they think should be done to Christians. And now we have groups saying that we should hunt down white conservative politicians or white politicians at all. Or conservative politicians, or whites, not just police officers. This is not a temporary trend that's just going to go away. Until we repent, we're going to continue to deteriorate. So what are we supposed to do? Keep living, right? We should. Don't live in fear. Pray for his protection, his hand over you. Pray for a sharp mind, situational awareness, and the strength, the courage, the ability, the acuteness to be able to face danger if you're forced into that situation so that you'll prevail. And pray for protection against evil anyway. But you know what? The word says, the sun shines on the just and the unjust. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. Bad things happen to good people and bad people. Evil targets good people and bad people. So good people should be prepared to provide for the security of their family. That's my opinion. Now, we get to host, changing subjects here, we get to host 10,000 more Syrian refugees. This I could spend a whole nother hour on. So maybe I'll cover this more in depth tomorrow night on Radio Free Readout, our Sunday evening podcast. And also with Codename Sierra, I should be able to get, we're talking about doing an interview. So I might pre-record that and incorporate that into tomorrow night's podcast to get her firsthand account of the theater search, gun search situation. So yesterday, coming out of this morning reflective silence period, memorial of 9/11, I saw this editorial that was pointed out to me by Mrs. Schmidt. Talking about 14 years ago this morning, the inconceivable happened. Mighty America was brought to its knees by a handful of terrorists. Doesn't mention Islamic terrorists all through this article. And it basically says, we've also learned that as a nation that terrorism takes many forms. Now, remember, this is an editorial. This is from an editor who heads up a newspaper who has increasingly become more and more anti-God, pro-left, puts Christians in a bad light, conservatives, patriots, makes them out to look like freaks. This is the same newspaper that has championed the homosexual movement and godlessness, who has called patriots, wackos, terrorists, people to be concerned about in their various different writings from the, well, their staff. So he goes on to say, we've learned as a nation that terrorism takes many forms, that it can strike the innocent in classrooms and on campuses, in movie theaters, even at military recruiting centers. We've learned that it can be prevented, but probably never be eliminated. So let me back up. Terrorism takes many forms. Now, the definition of terrorism is to achieve a political or other agenda through acts of terror, to instill terror into those people. Basically, you have a cause that you feel that you need to expand and spread by making people so fearful of you, you know, using acts of terror. And it's usually lawless killing of innocent people. So terrorism takes many different forms, and it can strike at movie theaters. Have we had a terrorist attack on a movie theater? No, they're sickos. They're demonic influenced, sick members of our culture. On classrooms, same thing. Campuses, same thing. Only one of these that he mentions was actually a terrorist attack. Military recruiting centers. Now, at the military recruiting centers, we have had deaths. And you know what? The Islamic terrorist who was killed by service members who were illegally in possession of personal firearms to stop the terrorist. He says, we've learned that it can often be prevented, but probably never eliminated. How do you propose to prevent acts of terror? I'd like to hear it. And there's only one solution. There's only one solution for healing our land. That is, we repent and we turn back to God. He will heal this nation. That is it. That's the only solution. But somebody like this, based on their prior track record, that's the solution. They will fight. They will resist it to no end. Talks about the war on terror being a financial burden. He says, we've also learned that the greatest enemy is one each of us can conquer or least control, and that is fear itself. So what he says, what we should be doing is living our lives. We should just act like free people The best way to beat the terrorism of radical idealists is to continue working hard, enjoying the fruits of our labors, demonstrating every single day by the limitless value of real freedom. You guys know how much freedom we have lost since 9/11. No matter how much you want to walk around and act like you're free, the pervasive spying on American citizens, the gathering and building of databases to track your movements, everyone you're associated with, everything about you, to begin searching your person's papers and effects without a warrant, to be pulled from a line before getting on a plane, a little old grandma with a walker getting jacked up at the airport because they don't want to, you know, they don't want to search Muslims because they'd be accused of, you know, profiling. We haven't been able to enjoy the fruits of our labors because this government, this communist infiltrated imposter government, are stripping the fruits of our labor away from us by the day, it feels like, and property without due process. And he says we should demonstrate every single day the limitless value of real freedom. The limitless value of real freedom. Real freedom, you can't place a value on it. But they're taking more and more freedom away under the guise of fighting not terrorism, not Islamic extremists anymore. It's the many forms that it takes. The radical idealists. Let me go back to that statement. I really love to know what's inside of this guy's head. Actually, I do know what's inside of his head because I've seen many of his writings before, and also the stories from his staff that he's approved of and pushed up to the front page. Radical idealists, these guys have identified Christians as radical idealists. Patriots are radical idealists. I've seen their work before many times. Radical idealists are anybody who's not on board with their pro-homosexual, left-wing, communist agenda. If you're conservative, if you're a patriot, if you fly the Gadsden flag, if you believe in state and sovereignty. But see, these people here are government supremacists. They're statists. And they want to control the state. And then they want the state to control you. And you are a radical idealist, homeschoolers, those who are in the fight to preserve marriage the way God intended it to keep a left, godless agenda out of our schools. You have radical ideals. But he goes on, if we steadfastly, this is how delusional they are, delusional. If we steadfastly pursue peace, most antagonists will drop their weapons and choose to follow. What? Let me read that to you again. If we steadfastly pursue peace, most antagonists will drop their weapons and choose to follow. Now, the guy starts off by talking about the terrorist attacks on 9/11 and how we're to deal with it as a nation. And he gets to the bottom and says, if we steadfastly pursue peace, most antagonists will drop their weapons and choose to follow. How's that working out? We have now ISIS has replaced Al-Qaeda as the top tier threat to the world. And they're smuggling ISIS fighters into Europe and the United States. They boast of this. This is a spiritually dark force that is growing every day. And if we just pursue peace, they'll drop their weapons and choose to follow. I don't know what type of world you're living in, but it is not reality. And he says, the others, they'll have to be surgically removed from the face of the earth. Isn't this interesting? This editor says the others who will not drop their weapons and choose to follow people like this, they'll have to be surgically removed from the face of the earth. Now, at first glance, I would think, how could I not agree with that? I mean, that's what should happen to ISIS, right? This guy does not mention Islamic extremists, Islam terrorists, Islam, Muslim terrorists, anywhere at all. When he talks about 9/11, he calls it an assault by a handful of terrorists. All through here, he starts to change. Terrorism takes many forms. It strikes the innocents in classrooms, campuses, movie theaters, places he mentions that are not terrorist acts. And then he changes some more and says, the best way to beat the terrorism of radical idealists. See, because anybody who stands against the homosexual agenda, they've actually called these people that are fighting for traditional marriage, they're calling them ideological, radical idealists, extremists, homophobic terrorists. We've got Senator Harry Reid calling patriots terrorists. So what do you make of this? That was in the Coeur d'Alene Press, the Friday, September 11th edition, if you want to go look at it yourself. Be interesting to get your take on it. What are you thinking about this? All right, let's move on. We're not going to have enough time to get into the refugee situation, so I think maybe I'll cover that tomorrow, because there are some great, great perspectives and some eye-opening developments and news that I want to share with you. John Kerry tells Israel they need to accept 80,000 Palestinian refugees. Unbelievable. Folks, you have a blessed, blessed week. Join us tomorrow night, 8 p.m., Radio Free Redoubt. I am John Jacob Schmidt. This is Radio Free Redoubt. God bless.